Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
In health news, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has issued a warning about so-called liberation therapy, a controversial procedure that proponents claim helps alleviate the symptoms of multiple sclerosis. The FDA says deaths and other injuries, including paralysis from stroke, have been linked to the experimental procedure, which involves widening veins in the neck. At least two Canadian patients have died after undergoing this procedure. One died after undergoing the procedure in Costa Rica, the other in California. The University of Winnipeg is creating a state-of-the-art center to examine concussions. The Concussion Resource Center, staffed by neurosurgeons and neuroscientists, expected to open sometime next year. A growing body of research has identified potential long-term consequences from concussions, such as dementia, particularly among boxers, hockey players, and football players. Are you suffering from social jet lag? That's what German researchers call the gap between your body's desire to go to sleep and our social pressures of staying awake. Our bodies may be programmed to get up when it is light and to go to sleep when it is dark, but few of us are able to do that. They suggest this social jet lag has left people chronically sleep deprived and could be part of the cause of the obesity epidemic. The study's published in the journal Current Biology.